Welcome to the Bible Car Quiz, a 5-minute Bible quiz podcast designed to test your knowledge of the Bible and make your next car trip a whole lot more fun. My name is Craig.
And I'm Deanie, and this is Season 1, Episode 20. This episode is all about the story of Daniel in the lion's den.
Road trip! So we thought we should spend an entire episode on this story, Deanie, because it's arguably probably one of the most well-known stories in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've heard this one as a Sunday school story, showing my age. I'm pretty sure it was on a felt board.
Or felt board.
Once upon a time.
Okay, hands up everyone who's had a felt board in Sunday school. It's a pretty well-known story. It's actually a lot more intense than you get in your Sunday school
versions.
But let's see how we go with these questions. We'll keep it Sunday school friendly. Okay, first one's a multiple choice. Here we go. Question one. After King Neb, Daniel worked for another king who thought that Daniel was pretty special as well. Do you know what that king's name was? Was it A, Darius, B, Sirius, C, Delirious, or D, Bob?
The answer is A, Darius. Not Delirious. If I knew a Delirious song right now.
Over the mountains and the sea. Cut that bit out. King Bob. Doesn't sound very Medo-Persian, does it?
Not
Bob.
Really.
Okay, question two. King Darius issued a decree, which is a law, that said everyone had to pray to him instead of God, or they would be thrown in a lion's den. Who do you think Daniel prayed to, God or Darius?
The answer is God.
Of course, he knew that God was the only one worthy of prayer and worship, and he prayed to God and asked him for help. All right, question three. Darius really liked Daniel, so he was pretty bummed that Daniel disobeyed. What did Darius do next? Did he A, tell Daniel there was nothing he could do? B, say to Daniel, I hope your God saves you? C, told his guards to throw him to the lions? Or D, all of the above?
The answer is D, all of the above.
Yeah, actually Darius really liked Daniel, but there was nothing he could do because he got tricked into writing the decree.
It's a shame he couldn't just quickly write another decree.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't do that. But anyway, he was so worried that he stayed up all night and he didn't eat or drink and he couldn't sleep because he was so worried about Daniel. So he must have really liked him. Question four. God sent someone to shut the mouths of the lions so they wouldn't hurt Daniel. Do you have any idea who that might have been?
The answer is an angel shut the mouths of the lion.
Yeah, did you know, I just went on a safari tour. It was this thing called a lion 360 experience. And so you're inside this cage and then the lions are on the outside and then they like throw meat at the lions and then they sort of jump on the cage. There is no way I would be putting my hand up to jump in a lion's den for the night.
100%.
Okay, question five. Did Daniel survive the night in the lion's den or did he get eaten?
Answer is he survived.
Oh, thankfully. I'm so relieved. Do you know who else was relieved?
Darius.
Darius was relieved, which actually leads me to the adult question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who was the first person to run to the den to find out if Daniel was okay?
Thank you. The answer is King Darius.
Yes. Probably did give that one away, didn't I? Sorry about that. So how did you go with all those questions? Did you get them all right? If you did...
High five to the person next to you.
High five. And if you have no idea what some of those questions were all about, ask your parent or carer to pause the quiz and tell you the story. Then try the quiz again. You can find the answers to this episode in the Book of Daniel, Chapter 6. And when you've mastered this round, check out our other episodes. Every episode we'll ask 5 questions about different Bible stories and characters, test you on some memory verses, and throw in some general knowledge from the Old and New Testament. We even throw in a bonus question at the end of each round to see how well the adults know their Bible too.
Mm-hmm. And if you know any other families that you think would love to make their next road trip more enjoyable, we'd love you to spread the word.
Yeah, so hit subscribe, write a nice review, and share the link. And if you have any areas you'd love us to tackle, send us a message via our website at BibleCarQuiz.com. See you next time.
Bye.